Malkuta Sicha is Chelek Chavdeis, the Sicha on Lag Ba'Omer. But he gave the Simcha in the talk from the Lag Ba'Omer in regards to the celebration, the joy on the day of Lag Ba'Omer. Verin gebracht kama taimim, there is a number of reasons given. Mehem, amongst them is the following. Number one, the Talmidim from Rabbi Akiva, the students of Rabbi Akiva, vos meisu mepesach v'adatzeres, that had begun to die from Pesach and it stretched out towards Shavuos, Pascu Milamos stopped dying on Lag Ba'Omer. That was the day, the final day that they died. Not a second reason is Hilulu the Rashbi, it's the yard site of the Rashbi, Rav Shimon Yochai, the yard site from Rashbi, was Erhot Ongezokt as Menzol Zichfrei and Be'emis Lakusei, and he instructed that there should be a celebration, one should be happy on the day of his passing away. Since everything in Torah is very precise, therefore one must say that there is a connection an integral connection between these two events, the passing of Rashbi and the fact that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. In addition to the fact that Rashbi happens to be a student of Rabbi Akiva, one of the ones that remained. So we have to understand, was is the shaychus tvishin them? What's the connection between the two things? Was Talmid Rabbi Akiva poskum olamos, that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, and to hilulu the Rashbi, to the yard site of the Rashbi. And it would seem that one could say, Adarabba, to the contrary, says Adav Veifuche, that these two things seem to be contradictory reasons. They're going in opposite directions. Rashbi is doch given, Eine von der Chamish Talmidim for Rabbi Akiva. Rashbi was one of the five students of Rabbi Akiva, was an geblieben Leben, which remained alive. Unheim hem midu Teira, and he was one of the five that established Teira. They give. At the time, there was a need to establish Torah, to give a strong foundation to Torah, and they were the ones that did it, amongst them Rashbi. Hastes doch, so therefore one must say, as the Simcha de Fumas Talmid Rabbi Akiva Poskim Olamos, that the joy of the fact that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying is Madgish, V'Lag Ba'Omer is a Tog Vos Rashbi. That Lag Ba'Omer is a day that Rav Shimon ben Yochai and the other Talmidim as Vachrein Rav Akiva, as well as the other remaining students, very last students of Rav Akiva, Blaibim Bechayim, remain alive. That's the whole idea of Lag Ba'Omer, that although so many of the Rav Akiva students died, but these five remained and they reestablished Torah. So that's the celebration of the life of the students of Rav Akiva, which is the hepach from the stalkers of the Rashbi, the very opposite of the passing away of Rashbi. Although, of course, it happened later, years later, but just the concept of the two celebrations seem to be contradictory to each other. Yeshleimer abir in them. So one could say that the explanation is, in the miyoyme stalkers of the tzaddik, on the day of the passing of a tzaddik, kumezich zusammen, there is a gathering, so to speak, of kol masav teirasei, of all of his good deeds and all of his teirah v'avidasei in the service of Hashem. Asher ovet kol yimei chayev, those things that he did all of his life, they all come together and they reach a crescendo on that day. Vosdos maisav, which this, his deeds and learning and so on, zayin chayev amitim, are the real meaning of that person's life. A tzaddik, his true life is not his physical existence, but all of the holy and spiritual things that he accomplishes. Is verstandig, therefore it's understood as Be'emes Lakusei, on the day that he passes away, the Grechta Zayn Shleimus, that's another way of saying that on this day he reaches the absolute height of his life, the day when everything that he's done comes together in its highest level. So, and since that's what life is about, for a tzaddik, so that's the high point of his life, is the day that he passes away. Und das ist mehr begolui, and that's what is manifest, that's what one sees when you look at that day. That's the most obvious thing that happens on that day, on the day of a passing of a tzaddik, that his whole life comes to an apex, to the high point of what his life was about. Und wie bald als die Aveide von Rashbi ist gewesen, and since the Aveide of Rashbi was hepech von der Chavdaldam et Talmidei Rabbi Kiva Shemesu, the opposite of the death of all those 24,000 students. Sie ist an Aveide, was bringt zu Poskum Olamas. His Aveide is something that brings to the interruption of their death. That's when it stopped. Kidla Kamen, as we'll explain later. The Ribber is Zayin Hilula, therefore his Yartzeit, Ben Shlemes Avedas, is Meir Begili, when all of his Aveide is in the most obvious way, in the most illuminated way, and so on. In them talk from Pasku, Lagbaim, therefore it's on the day that they stopped dying. That's the day when his life becomes most noteworthy. That's when it's when his life is celebrated, because the Yom of Istalkus is the day, not when he died, but when his life came to its absolute greatest point. And that does seem to fit together. He was working, his Avaida was there to stop the death of the students. And that's what happened. That's when on the yard side, that's when what becomes most noticeable. And therefore, it does seem to be one and the same. So that could be a possible explanation. Medava b'fashtem, but we have to understand. Bibaldas from the Chamish Talmidim, Talmid Rabbi Kiva, since from of the five students of Rabbi Kiva is Dafke, the Istalkos and Rashbi, Gibem B'Lag B'Yemer. It's specifically the passing of Rashbi that took place on Lag B'Yemer. Daf Mezong Azin der Inyum fun Poskum Melomos. So therefore one would have to say then that this idea of that the students of Rabbi Kiva stopped dying, Hata Shaychus Miuchedes to him, must be somehow connected specifically to Rashbi, Merevit to the Andere Fir Talmidim, more so than the other four students. And that's why he died on that day, because that's the day that his life came to its high point, as we said, and therefore it was specifically him and not one of the other students. So the question is, mit was ist Rashbi ausgeteilt beinion ze? In what way is Rashbi's life different, unique in this matter from the andere vier Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, of the different than the other students of Rabbi Akiva? Beis v'yeshloimer b'hagdim abir. So we can answer this by first explaining, giving an explanation in the Maima Chazal, in the what our sages tell us, as the Chavdalu Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, that the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, the ones that died, loy nagu kabed zelaza, did not behave in a respectful way to each other. L'chayda tamuy, we have to understand about this. What does this mean? How could this be? In other words, Rabbi Kiva is the Baal HaMaimer from Hazvahafto Recha Kamaicha Zeh Kol Gal V'Teira. It's Rabbi Kiva who's the author of that famous adage that Vahafto Recha Kamaicha, you shall love another Jew as yourself. That is the great rule of the Torah. Hein Viken Zayin. So how could it be then, as Talmidov, that the students of Rabbi Kiva, and we're not talking about just students, that we're talking about people that were devoted and dedicated to his teachings. So how could it be, as Torah Semes Rufzei on Talmidei Rabbi Kiva, we're talking about students which the Torah refers to them as his students, in other words, that the Torah feels that they deserve to be called the students of Rabbi Kiva. How could it be that they, Zol Nishnoig Zayin Kovetz Elazeh, should not behave in a respectful way to each other? That's the basic teaching of Rabbi Akiva, Avas Yisroel. How could they not practice that? Izeinufun Biurim is in them. So one of the explanations of that is given. Yedrufun the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva had gehad Zayin Veg, Biahot Fashtanen Toiras Rabbi. Each one of the students, when they listened to the teachings of their Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, each one, since everybody is different in the way they see things, the way they understand things, so each one had a different take on Rabbi Kiva's teaching. It was in accordance to the way this person sees the world, functions in the world, and that's how they absorbed the teachings of Rabbi Kiva. Unloid them, and in accordance with the way they understood the teaching, that's how they, Gedin Demevishin, that's how they served Hashem, based on how they understood Rabbi Kiva's teaching. By einem is der iki given avas Hashem. By one of them, it was all expressed in, he felt that the main focus and thrust of a person's avoda, of what Rabbi Kiva is trying to teach, is to be expressed in the love of Hashem. By Yatzveten, another one, it was Yiras Hashem. He felt that reverence of Hashem is the way to channel all Rabbi Akiva's teachings. And as I write there, in each one, according to the way they approached the soul makeup and so on, how they saw the world. In Yederig is Yederig given azoy midurgen mitzayin oifna limit va'avodah. So each person, because they were true students of Rabbi Akiva, so they were completely permeated by the teachings of Rabbi Akiva, but in the way that they understood it and they took it. Bizas by jeden von zei hat sich abgelegt, as there was folk nicht das noch dem derech, and therefore each person looked at another person that wasn't following this particular path the way he was following, felt him in Shlemos, he is missing. Let's say that he's missing what Rabbi Akiva is trying to teach. So here's a person, a student that's dedicated to Rabbi Akiva. He sees Rabbi Akiva's teaching in a certain way, and he sees another person doing something completely differently, very differently. He's focused on Ahava. That person is focused on reverence, which is very different than Ahava, than love of Hashem. So in his eyes, that person is getting it all wrong. And since they were students of Rabbi Akiva, was hatzer gekocht in dem Inyan von Vaftel Rechakamecha, Rabbi Akiva was completely absorbed by the concept of love another Jew like yourself. Hat jeder von sie sich nicht begnügt mit dem eigenen Aliyim Achayil. Therefore, a person that lives, it's not just that I want to grow and I want to become better and I don't care what my friend on the next table does, if he's doing it right or not doing it right. So he was a person that was living with Rabbi Akiva's teaching of love every Jew like yourself. So he wanted to share with that other person what the right way is. He made every effort to also be a good influence on all of his colleagues and friends. As euch zeis on dinem evishn dafke ev zayn derech, that they too should get it right, which to him meant doing it in the way that I understand that it should be done. Um wenn die andere, so in other words, each student was bent on teaching all the other 24,000 students what the right way of Rabbi Akiva's teaching are, and each one of them was doing the same thing. Um wenn die andere talmidim haben nicht mekabel gewend dem derech, and the other student didn't necessarily accept his way, the way he saw it. Because that next, the guy in the next table had a different path of what Rabbi Akiva is trying to teach, the way he understood what should be done. And therefore, they didn't treat each other respectfully because the other person is doing it differently, and he's getting it all wrong. So that turned into disrespect for each other. Zayindig anshe emes. Why was that? Because they were dedicated to the truth. Nishchas v'sholom achas b'pev achas b'lev. Not to pretend that you're doing it right, just out of we want to be nice to each other. But they felt were dedicated to truth. Ham nish gekend, hat nish gekend zayin kein richtige regel shol kovet von einem zum zweiten. And therefore, since he's a person of truth, and he sees the person doing it wrong, how could he truly respect him? He doesn't want to pretend to respect him when he doesn't, because he's getting it wrong. Since he, in his opinion, that person is getting it all wrong, what Rabbi Akiva is trying to teach and the way he serves Hashem. So, yes, he could be nice, but that's not for him. That's not for a person that is dedicated to truth. He can't pretend to be something that he's not feeling. And therefore they ended up not respecting each other fully. Gimel. Vibald as is any given Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and since these were all students of Rabbi Akiva, is verstandig, so therefore it stands to reason, as od der seder avodah for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, that this avodah itself, this approach itself, because they were the students of Rabbi Akiva, that each one should be completely absorbed by the way that he feels that it should be done, and therefore not entertain the idea that another path could also be the right path. they wouldn't entertain such a thought. Hatashedesh in Abedus Rabbi Kiva Atzmai also is rooted in something that Rabbi Kiva did. They must have learned that too from Rabbi Kiva. But how? So perhaps this is the explanation. Rabbi Kiva is Kol Yom of Givem Tshuka. Rabbi Kiva, we know, his entire life, he said, he had this desire he was completely absorbed by the idea that he wanted to give his life for Hashem's name. He wanted to experience actually giving his life for Hashem. As the Gemara tells us, as Rabbi Kiva gezokt l'talmidav, that Rabbi Kiva reported to his students, in other words, he included them into this idea. Kol yomai, all of my life, hayisi mitzta'ir, I was pained by the thought, by the fact, that Masa yavi liyad v'kaimenu, when will it come to me? When will I be able to practice, to carry out Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem? He wanted to literally carry out Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem, and he was distressed. He was in pain, pained all his life. Why isn't it happening for me? In the end, of course, it did happen for him, because the Romans killed him in a very gruesome way. So to analyze this, Mesiras Nefesh is an inyan vasnem dur the mentioning ganzen. Mesiras Nefesh means something that completely absorbs the person. You can't be somebody that's looking for Mesiras Nefesh but only halfways. There is no half measures in Mesiras Nefesh. It's something that is complete, absorbs you completely. Then Eina state the Mesiras Nefesh, when somebody is in a mode of Mesiras Nefesh, bleibt nicht kein Zach benafshe, there's nothing else in life, vazol nicht durchgenommen werden von Mesiras Nefesh. There can't be any part of your life which is not completely on board, focused on Mesiras Nefesh. Und das ist euch gewähnt, because Mesiras Nefesh is something that comes from deep within the soul, a place where everything in the soul comes from there. So if that's where your whole personality is completely absorbed in Mesiras Nefesh, it permeates every aspect of your life. There is nothing else that could be outside of that. Und das ist gewesen der Seder Avoide von Chabad Elif Tamid Rabbi Kiva. This was also what they were expressing, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Kiva. Zei hab mekabel gewesen von Rabbi Kiva. They received from Rabbi Kiva od di tshuka futzu Mesiras Nefesh, the same desire to be in a state of Mesiras Nefesh. B'meila is yedid inyo fin avaydas Hashem by zei givem mita Mesiras Nefesh, and therefore everything that they did in life, nothing could be outside of that thrust towards Mesiras Nefesh. And therefore everything was farnumen and durgenumen, was absorbed and permeated sein ganze Metzias, that's what permeated their whole being, their willingness and desire to be so dedicated to Hashem until they give their life for it. Sie seine Gewänder so übergegeben zu dem Indien b'chol leib und nefesh, they were so dedicated to this idea with their whole heart and soul, bis as is b'oisu shon nish gewen kein Ort für a zweiten Indien, until there was no possibility to entertain anything else. Nothing else fits in the Mesiras Nefesh, which is different than the way your soul is expressing itself. And therefore, they couldn't relate to anything that any other student may be doing, which is not in the way they understand that Rabbi Kiva is expecting the Avodas Hashem to be. And if another student does it differently, so then how do you relate to that? Therefore, they couldn't relate to any other type of Avodas Hashem. That's why they began to, they felt, they sort of became distant from each other. So it all came also from the fact that they were Rabbi Kiva students. That's why they couldn't really see anything other than the way their soul was on the path that their soul was traveling. Dalit. Even so, even that, though we just explained it on a very high level, notwithstanding the great level in which their avodah was being practiced, was not really the way Hashem intended it to be. It wasn't the perfect way of serving Hashem. It's a great and dedicated way of serving Hashem, but it misses the point to some degree. The avodah for mesiras nefesh alein brings dimension to ratzoi, because mesiras nefesh brings a person to a state where they are on a mission to become closer, ever closer to Hashem, and it's so close that they want to become absorbed into the great existence of Hashem. They don't want to be people anymore. People are distant from Hashem. They want nothing with that. They want to become so close to Hashem to be absorbed into His greatness. Veln arizgin from Welt. They want to escape the world, and ois arizgin from itzum, and oisgin zum eibishn bekalis and eibish. They want to melt. They want to become nothing. They want to lose their personal existence in order to become included with Hashem and one with Hashem. Und deriber, and therefore, even though for them personally this would be the high point of avodah, when a person is so close and so determined to become close to Hashem that he ceases to exist as an independent entity, so for them that would be the highest they could reach. Avodah mitoich mesiras nefesh, serving Hashem out of mesiras nefesh, so even though that's true for your own personal growth, that would be the highest that you could reach. Is this nit kefi shleimus hakavana? But that is not what Hashem is really looking for. Because Hashem's real purpose is as the mesiras nefesh, that this feeling of mesiras nefesh, which Hashem does want, however, the rotz is the lerav kumen. That this feeling of wanting to come close to Hashem should be used in a way that it brings you back down to earth. That's called shuv, the return. Because his real intent is not that people should escape the reality of the world, but that they should bring the message of Hashem into the world. That's what his real purpose is. And how can one accomplish this? This has to be a well-organized avodah. It's not something that somebody is flying high and that's the high point of avodah Hashem. No, somebody that is thought out and does things in a way that should not let you go out or escape the world, but to bring godliness and holiness into the world, that's what it really means. Avodah pitamadas, serving Hashem with thought and with intelligence and in a measured way, in a thought out way, that's what Hashem is looking for. V'yashloimer, and perhaps we could say, as das is oich de pirush hapnimi for Maimon Chazal, this is also the inner meaning of what our sages tell us about the students of Rabbi Akiva. It says, v'chulam mesu, they all died, because they did not treat each other with enough respect. And the world became desolate because of the lack of these 24,000 scholars. What is the meaning of that? Since their avodah was in a way that they were looking to escape the world and become spiritual and or completely absorbed into the spiritual world, is their oilam, so the world, that's why they said the world became desolate. The world, the Welt Lamata, this world down here, Given Shomim, was completely desolate. Nishamakam Dira, nobody was tending the garden, so to speak. Nobody was making sure that godliness should be brought into the world. They were all busy escaping the world. Yoshav Adam Sham, they weren't trying to make the world into a place which a person dwells there. Who is the person, the Adam? Hashem, to bring Hashem into the world. Nor al derech midbik tiktusha, but rather they left the world as a desert, a holy desert, a place which is has sent all of its inhabitants into the stratosphere of spiritual, you know, growth and reaching for the spiritual. But the world remained a desert, a desolate place. There was no bringing down of godliness in a measured way, in an organized way, that the world could be raised up and become a holy place and a place for Hashem to be. That's why the Chazal say that the world became desolate. That's what they mean. And this is what these five students, that's what they accomplished, was they established Torah. They were the ones that brought Torah back down into the world and taught how it should be practiced here in the world, and they made sure that it remained down here rather than everybody escaping into the spiritual stratosphere. Zicher is oich by di talmidim, certainly without question, these five students also had talmidim Rabbi Akiva, these five students of Rabbi Akiva, given the mesiras nefesh. Of course, they also had learned from Rabbi Akiva this yearning for his mesiras nefesh. But to them, what it meant was the exact opposite. In the meifim b'shleimos, this is given by Rabbi Akiva Rabbam. They took it and they related to it and they made with it the same as what their teacher Rabbi Akiva did with it. The way Rabbi Akiva had this desire to become spiritual, which is the idea of Mesiras Nefesh we're talking about here, was in a way that he entered. It says that there were four scholars that entered what's called the pardes, the orchard, meaning they went on a spiritual trip, on a spiritual high, and they came into contact with a very, very esoteric level in a very direct way. Not the way we study esoteric ideas, but they faced it face to face. Four of them went. One of them died as a result of it. He was overwhelmed by it. That's the idea of Ratzah. He completely became absorbed by it, and that was it. He died. Another one left Judaism. Another one went mentally, he lost his mind. Rabbi Akiva entered the Pardes in peace, and he left in peace. He was unharmed. What that means is, how was he unharmed? Why was it that he was unharmed? Because he entered in peace, which means he entered in a way that was going to result in peace. It was going to result in his being able to come back in peace. Nichsus v'shalom, he entered in peace, and that resulted in his being able to get out of there in peace. In other words, his approach to Mesiras Nefesh was, right at the outset, he understood that what is the meaning of Mesiras Nefesh, ven nichnas in anefim from Mesholim, that when you enter into it, you go into Mesiras Nefesh, not in a way that you should get caught up in there and never come back, but that you have to already have in mind, how are we going to, what's the escape route, how do you get back? In a way that it will result in his coming out in peace, which means shuv. Yes, you need to touch the divine, but not in a way that you could get lost there and caught up in it and are unable to retrace your steps. But you have to plan it out to begin with that you're able to come back, that it's going to result in a shuv. And these five students, they followed that plan. Yes, they're going to connect themselves with Hashem in a way that is beyond anything that they can do here. They're going into a very spiritual place. And what did that intense spiritual experience lead to? That when they come back, they will be in an intense, they'll return with an intense spiritual, motivation and so on. In the Ravaita Vanam Shachas of Kuslamata, that they should carry that energy of that intense spiritual experience into bringing godliness into the world. That's called going there b'sholem in order to get back b'sholem. So they did what Rabbi Akiva had done, which the Gemara relates about Rabbi Akiva. Hey, the Eshloimer Adar HaRemez, and perhaps we could bring a what's called a remez, like an allusion to this. As thus is the time for Sfarosra of Lag Ba'Omer is in the Tog Fun Chai Ir, that's the reason Lag Ba'Omer comes out, falls on the 18th of Ir. Since you do the Piskum for Rabbeinu Nisienu, we know what the dictum of the Rabbeim, the Chabad Rabbeim, Benegetsu Chai Elul, in regards to Chai Elul. The 18th day of Elul, that of course is the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov and the birthday of the Alter Rebbe. So the Rabbeim said, Ados is the Tog was Git Achayis, that Chai Elul is the day that gives energy, it gives life in the Mavoidah of Elul to the Avoidah of Elul. The whole month of Elul, one is getting ready for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so an intense month, and Chai Elul is the day that enlivens, energizes the entire Elul. And the same thing can be said in regards to our this matter as well. As Chai Iyar, that the 18th of Iyar, which of course the word Chai means life, and that's what that word, that idea is based on. So Chai Iyar, the 18th of Iyar, Lag Ba'omer, Gita Chayas, gives and energizes in the Aveda from Chedesh Iyar, energizes the Aveda of the month of Iyar. The Asbar and them, what does that mean? Vegn di Chadoshim Nisan the Iyar is Yedua, and it's known in regards to the difference between the month of Nisan and the month of Iyar. As Nisan, a Chedesh Arishan, the first month, which is Nisan, is connected with the Chesed, that represents Chesed, which is the first of the seven character traits. On Iyar, Chedesh Hasheni, the second month, which is Iyar, is connected with the Gvura, represents Gvura, discipline, and so on. Vosdos is Eina from the Biurim in the Shaychas from Petirus Talmid Rabbi Akiva mit Yimei Asfira, which is one of the explanations of why the students of Rabbi Akiva died in the days of Sfira. Why is it? Why is that the day that was the time that was chosen for them to die? Vas ikram is bechedesh year, and the main most of the days of Sfira Saimer occur in the month of Iyar. While the avoda von Iyar is in them kava gevura, because the avoda of Iyar is gevura, as we said, halom el matalamayla, which means to. The difference between chesed and gevura in the terms of avodah means chesed means when Hashem gives of His kindness and therefore showers you with spiritual energy and so on. Gevura means expressing your own discipline, which means working within your own tools, with what you have and what you own, and working with that, forget about gifts from above, to elevate yourself through your own, like pulling yourself up by the bootstraps, as they say. Which is Ratzui, working from below, striving to grow upwards. So that's what Iyar is. Kumt Lag Ba'omer. So Lag Ba'omer comes along and Gita Chayas in other Avoda, that gives a Chayas, it enlivens, it energizes the Avoda of Ratzui. As the Ratzui Valos only Zainan Eifen was bring to Lomos, that the Ratzui should not bring to a state of where one dies as a result of the Ratzui, as we explained before. He loses his contact with the world on Olam Shamim, and he leaves the world as a desolate place because he did nothing to fix the world. Nor Adarabba, but to the contrary, Ebrengt Achayas Lebmin Der Aveda, he energizes this Aveda, Aziz will bring it to the Aveda from Shuv, that the Ratzui should result, as it needs to, in a Shuv. Entering Ratzui in a way that you're going to be able to leave Ratzui and come back to Shuv, which is the real purpose of creation, and that's what you're really meant to do, and that's what the real meaning of Ratzui is supposed to be. So that energizes the Ratzui, that it should happen in the right way. Vav, und dem eifen avoda, and this kind of avoda gefinden begilui b'Rashbi, we see this in a very clear way in the way Rashbi conducted his Avodah. The Yud Gimel Shana was Erez Given in the Maira, the 13 years that Rabbi Rashbi spent in the cave hiding from the Romans, is a Dach Given Bizbaidus from the Welt. He was completely isolated from the world. Bizas Kama Mitzvahs Maisis, Hatanish Geken, Gehad Melachait Sumakayim Zain. there was many mitzvahs that he didn't have the opportunity to fulfill living in a cave. As a mekayim given nor beruchnis einyanim, but Rabbi Rashbi, in the way that he was able to relate to things, so he was able to fulfill them by in a spiritual sense, but he couldn't do them in a literal sense. Vostos is an inyan von ratzoi. Doing them in a spiritual sense rather than going through the physical motions of doing it, like, you know, somebody that understands the meaning of a lulav and an esrig, and he meditates on it and he understands it and he understands the great accomplishment that it achieves in the world of Atzilus and so on, that's called escaping the physical world and going into a spiritual world. The person that actually shakes the lulav, the physical lulav and the esrig, is doing it here in this world, doesn't understand what it means. So Rashbi was actually practicing Yiddishkeit to some degree, in a great degree, in the cave, in a state of Ratzi. Aber das Gufa hat ihm gebracht, but this, the fact that he was had been away from the real world for 13 years, brought him to a place, as a Reis gained from the Maida, that when he finally was able to leave from the cave, is sein Seder Weide gewen nicht his Beidedus. One would have thought that, you know, he gets used to being isolated for 13 years. What does he need people? What does he need things for? It's a beautiful life to live in the spiritual reality. But no, that didn't bring him to isolate himself further. When Avegim for Yishu from Velten to leave, to go live in a forest somewhere rather than live in the messy world. Nor Adarav, but to the contrary, Kol Heched Ahava Machi Rabbi Lazar, wherever Rabbi Lazar would cause damage, Rabbi Lazar, when he left the cave in which he had been absorbed by spirituality for so many years, he, whenever he saw somebody working, walking down the road, saw a person plowing, he said, what is he busy with such narishkeiten? He should be studying Torah, why is he plowing? And when he looked at him, he destroyed everything that he saw. He had spiritual power. But whatever he destroyed, Rashbi, Havamasi, Rav Shimon would heal it. He would reconstruct it. Had gebracht a refuah le'olam, Rav Shimon was able to bring healing to the world. In other words, he recognized the importance of the physical reality. Und noch mehr, even more, Omar, he said, Ike milse de boy le'tikune. He stated, he made a pronouncement, hung up signs, if there's anybody that needs anything done, anything fixed, I'm here to help. In other words, he made it his mission to fix the world. Had gesucht, was kem sagen seine Inwelt. He was looking to see what can he fix in the world. So even though he was, for 13 years, he lived in a very spiritual place, when he had the opportunity, he came back. He used that energy to be able to fix the world, to make sure that the world gets fixed and not to escape to spiritual reality. Because in regards to Rashbi, was had gesucht, midoisei trumais, Rabbi Kiva said, Rashbi said to his students, study my teachings, because my teachings are distilled. I took Rabbi Kiva's teachings and I distilled them, and I distilled them yet again, and I analyzed and I reduced them, and that's what I taught. In other words, I'm giving you the best and the clearest of what Rabbi Kiva taught. If you learn my teachings, you're getting the best of the best of Rabbi Kiva. So his avodah is given by Golui, the Shlemus Eifen avodas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. His avodah was the penultimate of what Rabbi Kiva's avodah was. Fun Nichus B'Sholem, Yaz B'Sholem. This idea of entering in a way that is going to lead to good results, and therefore you're able to get out, come back from it in a way that it's useful and purposeful. In sein Meire Rotzui, his end going into the cave, which is the state of Rotzui, as I said, it was a spiritual life, had gebracht im Shuv, was brought the about his Shuv, Tikkun v'Yishuv Olam, that when he came out, it was all about bringing it down into the world, fixing the world, correcting the world. The same thing was true for his method of studying Torah. Eider sein b'mayre makshir Rabbi Rashbi u'mefarek le'er Pinchas ben Yair. before he went into the cave. So Rashbi would ask a question, and Rav Pinchas ben Yair, the holy sage Rav Pinchas ben Yair, which was either the son-in-law of Rashbi or the father-in-law of Rashbi, would answer 12 answers. Rav Pinchas ben Yair would answer 12 answers to Rashbi's question in Treisa Pirukah. Noch de Meire, but after Rashbi came out of the cave, Makshir Rav Pinchas ben Yair, it was Rav Pinchas ben Yair that asked the questions, umefarikle Rashbi, and Rashbi would give answers to all those questions. Un esrim varba pirukah, he would give 24 answers to every question that Rav Pinchas ben Yair would ask. Kiflayim letushia, he did twice as much, gave twice as many answers than Rav Pinchas ben Yair did before he came out of the cave, before he went into the cave. So we see that he took, even his learning of Torah also grew exponentially in a way that he could answer any question with 24 different approaches.